Deirdre Simon, who is a partner at Pinsett Mason's Attorneys. It's such a lovely acknowledgement by Andre DeRater, who says, you did good, but my hands are tied. There's nothing I can do. I mean, I'm assuming he's absolutely right. He is, of course, a lawyer by training himself. He would know.
Hi, Bruce. Yes, I couldn't agree more. And I must say, I really applaud the acknowledgement of Andre DeRater. The sense that he has of her being courageous and coming forward. I think her and every other whistleblower that has done this requires the recognition. Unfortunately, for the purposes of our law, and like American precedent, he's right. Within the prescripts of our law, there is no reward. And when we look to certainly the whistleblower legislation, which is sits under the Protected Disclosures Act, it actually sets out that a protected disclosure requires that there's no personal gain. So it seems that our law is in direct contravention of what is being proposed as regards some form of reward.
So should we be looking at rewarding whistleblowers? How complicated would it be to create legislation that allowed that? And what would the risks of doing that be? Could it have perverse incentives, perhaps, in the workplace?
Yeah, I think to certainly my personal view, I think the risk of it becomes that money then becomes the motivator for whistleblowing. And what we may see is an already overburdened investigating authorities like the Hawks and the prosecutors having excess cases being put forward that aren't necessarily based on good faith or have grounded on reasonableness of unlawfulness. So I think that would be the concern, saying that, you know, I do recognise that there is a personal cost to this, that and with it comes a monetary value to it. So I sympathise to these whistleblowers and what they have to go through. But I'm not sure, and that's just my personal view, I'm not sure that a reward program is what would be required, certainly in the South African context, where we are as a country.
Thank you for your expert view this evening, Deirdre Simon, partner at Pinsett Masons. It's all about the sort of behaviour that an incentive engenders. Caution from Deirdre this evening that we don't go down a slippery slope of perverse incentives.